content may be disturbing for some people. Listener discretion is advised. It's the Darren Copeland Experience.
With me, Big Fuzz.
Right here on Mile High Sports Radio.
It was everything I could do not to step over all that.
I know. It's a game to you.
Not a fun game.
But it matters.
Not a fun game. It's kind of like playing tic-tac-toe with yourself. It's just not a fun game because you never win.
No. We lose. People got to know the name of the show, man. They got to know the name of the show.
All right. I'm Darren Copeland. This is my experience. That's Big Fuzz. Alex is in the back.
Hello, everybody.
We're here, everybody, 8 to 10, Monday through Friday. Unless we're dying.
And it's Fiesta Friday.
Yay!
Woohoo! So you've survived another long week. And I'm glad you've taken time to spend the last evening with us.
Can I ask people? And I know that they're not a sponsor.
What?
But, oh, never mind. I was going to say, we should see how many people can get down to drink tequila with us.
We'll figure some stuff out. We'll figure some stuff out, get some people to come join us for things.
I mean, you don't want to do any stuff. Latin karaoke?
I'm not going to do Latin karaoke.
But you're going to have a drink.
I may have a drink. I've got to meet people over at another place to do English karaoke. Because at this point, now we're just segregating ourselves.
You know, remember when black and white couldn't drink in water fountains?
Well,
now nobody
you get so angry with me when I refuse to sing Spanish songs, and I'm not going to sing a Spanish song. I don't know any.
You do know one.
I know Quizás, Quizás, Quizás. That's the only one I know, kinda. And I know it better in English.
But you know how it goes.
I do. I know how it goes.
Well, then the words are just the words.
Right.
Like, that's how I do it.
Yeah.
S-O-C-K-S.
But I like doing English songs because I know those words better.
Like Henry, the Eighth. That's an English song.
That is.
I'm Henry the Eighth. I am.
That is English.
Do you sing with English accent when you do your English songs?
I would say the only time I would ever do an English accent when I sing an English quote unquote song would be if it was by
Henry the Eighth.
Those guys, like all their songs. I'm Henry the Eighth. I am. They also.
They have another one.
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh,
what,
gosh,
I'm
yeah.
Charles the Third. I am.
No. Okay. You'd be surprised at the number of songs. And now I'm trying to remember. In fact, the lead singer now hosts a radio show on XM Radio.
Really?
Uh-huh.
I can't even think of the name of the band now.
They sing Ferry. No, maybe it's not Ferry Across the Mersey.
Ferry Across the Mersey.
People out there are just yelling at me. Okay, here we
okay.
go. I'm Henry the Eighth. You're going to kick yourself when you hear this. Hermits.
Oh,
who also sang you know that song.
Yes. I'm trying to think of some other Hermit songs.
You'll be surprised.
No, I know there's a lot of them. Like, didn't they sing Mrs. Brown, You Have a Lovely Daughter?
Yes, they did.
Didn't the Hermits also sing
I'm Into Something Good?
I'm Into Something Good. Didn't they sing Georgie Girl?
Kind of Hush. There's a kind of
hush
all over the world. Silhouettes. Remember that song?
Yeah, but that was not the original. Silhouettes.
No, they redid
Silhouette
that.
Silhouette on the Shade.
Actually, they did it in 1965.
Yeah, that was a 50s song.
Leaning on a Lamppost, which I do know that song, but that's Show Me Girl.
Well, I don't mean to say anything sporty, but it looks like Trevor Story's up again with the bases loaded.
How cool would it be to have him hit
two Grand Slamis?
A second Grand Slam. That would be pretty awesome.
Grand Salami.
You never did tell us your walk-up song.
Yeah, I know. I was going to say, let me see. Oh, you know it would be?
What?
Perfect one. It'd be Tiptoe Through the Tulips by Tiny Tim.
Yes, for you, that would be perfect. That would be awesome.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips. La, la, la,
don't you feel like people would be laughing at you, though, if you did that?
They'd be laughing with me.
Okay.
Especially when I knocked one out.
You'd have to be pretty confident in your ability to hit home runs to have this song play for your walkout song as a baseball player.
And now, playing left out for the Colorado Rockies,
Darren Copeland.
of course, I'd be stepping out of the batter's box to make sure I get the whole thing in.
Oh, sure.
You know, time limit.
You have to skip to the plate at that point, I think.
Like with the bat, just like doing with like rope skipping.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Perfect. I had a guy who was a wrestler with us, and it's actually sad because he was actually murdered upside of Boulder by the guy who escaped from prison and then went on a rampage. This was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But anyway, his name was Chris Schilling, and he was wrestling at Gateway one time. And so
Gateway High School.
Yeah, and so he was a goof. Like, he was just a total goof, but like he was athletic and strong, and so he comes out there and he's wrestling this guy and he pins him. But as he pins him, his headgear gets twisted around so it's like one ear is on covering his eyes and the other ear's on the back of his head rather than how you'd normally wear it. So he pins the guy. And then he gets up and he still just keeps the face, just keeps it like that, you know, doesn't change it and just goes, you know, puts both hands up and then walks over and intentionally like trips over the mat, they had like a rope that surrounded it, tripped over the, like did all this like just goofy stuff afterwards. And the guy that got beat was just so embarrassed. It was so funny. It was one of the funniest things I've seen from a wrestler. Wrestlers aren't usually funny like that, but he was just a goof.
No, they're not. They're usually way too intense for that.
Nope. So anyway, you know. Sorry to be depressing, but that was a funny story.
No, seriously, when you're here, I have no idea where we're going. There's just stories that come out.
I don't mean to.
No, I know you don't.
It just reminded me of it because, like, seriously, if Tiptoes of the Tulips as a walk-up song would be awesome.
It's funny. It would be funny.
It would be perfect.
But you've got to have some cojones, and you better be good. Because if you come out with that song and you are a bad hitter,
oh yeah,
you are going to be ridiculed.
Oh, definitely. You know, which kind of brings me to the thing I was listening a little bit last night, and I was listening to you guys talk about the all the superstitions.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting a little, because, you know, you talk about the golden thong.
Right. Jason Giambi.
So Jason Giambi had the golden thong. And when he was here with the Colorado Rockies,
mm-hmm.
when anyone was in a slump, all of a sudden, one day, the golden thong would be hanging in your locker ahead of a game, and you were expected to wear it. What? No, you were expected to wear it.
I know, you're expected to wear it, but that's just like, I don't want to wear Giambi's underwear, man. Can I wear my own underwear underneath it?
It is not Giambi's underwear. It is the golden thong, and it is something completely different.
People have been wearing that golden thong.
People have. Lots of people.
I don't want to wear a thong that other people have worn. I don't want to wear a thong. But I especially don't want to wear a thong.
I hear thongs are very, very comfortable.
I'll take your word for it. I'm not a thong guy.
Well, I mean, listen, thongs are awesome, but the golden thong is spectacular. And I will tell you that in violation of most clubhouse rules, we were taking pictures with that thong.
With the thong, like,
of course, like with
selfies,
like,
right there.
I wasn't
there.
Touching it. For God's sakes, I wouldn't touch that thing. But, you know, hey.
You won't touch it, but you expect other players to wear it.
I'm not making millions of dollars, and I'm on in a streak, in a slump.
I think I'd find a better way to break my slump.
You know, the funny part about it was actually very persuasive to get out of a slump. Do you know why?
It worked.
No one wanted to wear that more than once.
Fair enough.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of whatever that was coming up.